Mr. Coward was called the Whistling Coal Man, and his whistling was good enough to be heard on a variety show. He could have been a participant in the show. You know, he didn't just whistle; he was very, very clever, and he apparently whistled the whole of the time he was traveling with the horse and the trolley. You know. And he used to come down High Street, and everybody used to sort of go out and wave to him. And whether he was whistling to the horse or to himself, I never knew. But he was always whistling. And, you know, they had black faces, and you could just see their white teeth gleaming. They were always covered in coal dust. But he was a lovely man, and the children liked him because they used to follow behind the cart listening to him whistling, you know.
So it was great when he came because he not only delivered fuel for you, but also a bit of entertainment.
Oh, yeah, he entertained us with his whistling, you know. And he could whistle like birds or whatever, you know. Mm. Very clever man.
Did he whistle any of the popular tunes of the day?
Maybe he did. I can't quite remember. But I would imagine it was mostly what he made up himself or copying birds, you know. Yeah, he was very clever. In fact, during those war years... There was a man on the variety circuit called Ronnie Ranald, and Ronnie used to whistle, and he used to often have an orchestra or a choir backing him, and whereas some of them played an instrument or a harmonica or something, Ronnie would whistle the tune or the hymn, and then interspersed in the whistling, he would make bird noises, and maybe that's where Mr. Coward got his inspiration from. But I always felt that he was good enough to be on the variety shows. But maybe he made more money selling coal.